Thank you for calling Apex Health. This is Viking. Are you calling in about the AO Apex?
No, I'm calling in for the I'm alive again.
Okay. Give me one second.
Is there someone I can ask questions to? Is there some questions I'd like to ask about buying this product?
Give me one second. Let me get it pulled up for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let me go back here. Okay. All right. So I have everything pulled up. What information did you want to know about the Alive again?
Yes. Now, I was trying to find out if that's good for, I went to the doctor the other day and they said that I had bacteria in my my stomach, and
yes,
I wanted to know if this Alive again was the same product that could take that away, because I heard someone speaking about it. She was giving her testimony about how she was healed or made well by taking the Alive again. And I want to make sure that it was the right one that I would need to take care of my challenge. So it's not which one would it be. They gave me so many harsh pills to take. Amoxicillin, that's very, very strong. And it also bothers your breathing. It can swell your tongue and your throat. And I mean, who would want to go through all of that? You know. So I was wondering if that. It is. It's just horrible. It's for a bacteria. I had to take a CBC test, and the other day it was positive. So she found out that it was an infection that I had in my stomach tract. So. They wanted to kill that, but I want to stick close to natural as possible, to tell you the truth. So I want to find out, to have him see with my the medications that I'm taking, to see if they would be affected. You know, they would not go together. If they would be okay. It doesn't matter. A lot of natural things can't go with medicines. You know, so. This is what I wanted to find out. Yeah, I can't speak to the person. Hello? I can't believe this.
Yes, ma'am. So basically what I think that you basically need to get is yes, ma'am. So basically the one I would suggest, if you're saying that you said you have bacteria problems with your stomach, is that correct?
Yes.
So basically I would suggest the GFM, because that drink that you're referring to, that's just basically a drink. It's just filled with like juice, and it's just like for like juice and berries or whatever. It's just like a drink, like a vitamin drink. So, I mean, don't get wrong, it's good for that too, but if you're having issues, but if you're having problems with your stomach, then we have a product called GFM. So basically it's bacteria and virus response. So I think that would be good for you to get if you're having bacteria.
Yeah. And she says also something about the Apex.
Apex Health, that's good too. That's also good to use.
I don't know that one. I'm talking about, you say GMS.
Mm-hmm. Now, the GFM is a good one, and also the Ale or Apex. That one basically helps out with the immune system, the fungal response, the digestive system, the blood sugar levels, the inflammation response, the normal bowel function, and the cardiovascular system.
Okay, how much is that?
Yes, ma'am. So like I said, it's up to you now. You can decide which one you think is better. Like I said, now both of them, that helps out with bacteria as well. But I guess it would be up to you to decide, you know, which one you think would work better for you. But both of them helps out with bacteria.
Well, it's amazing that he should take that time to explain about the, because I took some very good notes. And he said that if you took that I'm Alive Again, it had certain properties that drew the poisons to this particular medicine, and the Apex was the one that was gave it the energy to stir up and take these things and then they are expelled out of your body.
Yes, ma'am.
So how much is that one? That's the one you just told me about.
You want to about the GFM?
Yes.
Okay, let me go back to that one because I have the juice on there for you. So let me click on this one for you and give you the price. Give me 1 second.
Take your time.
No, you're fine. All right, so it looks like here, yeah, the GFM. Hold on, let me get it so I can pull. Let me take that one off so I can just give you the price for that one. So, okay, so the one that I was referring you first, the GFM, now it's $39.95. That's for one bottle. You would save $10. Mm-hmm. And then the flat shipping would be $5.95.
Okay, so how do you take that?
So basically, you just take it. Let me see what they have here. So basically, you would just take, I think looks like that's a 90-day supply. So basically, you would take two a day. Preferably, I would just say take one at breakfast and then one at dinner, or if you do lunch, you could do one at breakfast and then one. It just depends on, as long as you take it before meals two times a day, then you're fine, because it's not, it looks like it's 90 capsules in there. I'm trying to make sure because it's kind of blurry, but yeah. I think it's 90 in there. I think that's what it's either six. It looks like a nine, but it could be six, but I'm assuming that's what it is.
Okay, so now, how soon could I get that?
Or it may be showing. So basically, I'll order it for you. I'll get all your information. I'll put it in. And then I would say once the order processes, you would probably get 1 to 4 days to receive it once I put all your information in, if you want to go ahead and order it.
1 to 4 days? 4 days.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, like I said, I would just say give it 1 to 4 days, and then if you don't receive it, sometimes the mail has been backed up, so you can call us back, and we'll see, you know, and track it for you.
Well, who am I speaking to? Because I want to speak to you again, so that I know, because you know what I want. So
yeah, my name is Laken. It's Laken. So if you're not going to order it, are you going to order it today, or are you going to wait and call back?
I'm kind of gonna call you right back.
Oh no, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine. Whenever you call back in, you'll probably get me. If not, you know, you can request people. I mean, they'll try to help you. But
Ms. Laken, what I'm concerned about is the notes that I took from this gentleman that that was explaining, and then this is no the cause. My mother know him very well. Mr. Kaufman.
Oh, tomorrow Doug Kaufman show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my mom knows him, so this is why I took the time to just call and see what this was about. Now, What I'm saying is this. Now, the notes that I took from what he said, this other thing sounds so much better. The one you said, alive, and this is the National Library of Medicine. All of this information came out of there.
What's that? You said what product are you referring to?
It's the National Library of Medicine. Now this is where they gave us some more information on this particular medication, and they talked about and they showed how the aloe vera and the I'm Alive Again worked together. This is what he did. Yes, and he said that they had the step one, where you take this medicine and it goes right into the stomach and starts drawing all of these poisons out of the stomach. And then they had
Okay, so you're saying they told you to mix it, or are you saying they told you to take the aloe apex and the Alive Again juice? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is, I guess it was what I thought was I'm Alive Again and the apex aloe juice by itself. You're supposed to take them both together. Now this is supposed to be if it comes from the National Library of Medicine.
Oh no, I don't know anything about that. So I mean, whatever they told you, I don't know anything about that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I mean, that's up to you. Whatever you get, you can take it how you want to. But like I said, I don't know anything about what they're telling you to take.
There's no one there else I could speak to.
No, what I'm saying is we give you the information listed on what we have here. What I'm saying is we give you the information for what we have, but that's it. Now, if something that you got from somebody else, you would have to refer back to them for that. We just give you what we have here about the products.
Listen to me good.
I mean, what are you needing to speak to someone for is what I'm saying, because I've already given you the information. So what else are you wanting?
What I'm saying is I want to make sure I'm getting the right one. Now, what I wrote down was, Apex. Maybe I should have called them Aloe Apex. But this is the number they gave us.
This is Aloe Apex. Okay, that's what I'm saying. This is the company. Yes. If you're having stomach problems, you can either do the Aloe Apex or the GFM. That's what I refer. You can pick whichever one of those you want to take, or if you want to take both.
And what was the other one? Apex and what?
The GFM.
They work together, or just they're two different things?
No, they are two separate products. That's up to you. Normally people take them separately, but now that's up to you if you want to take them together.
Okay, now listen, one more thing. Because he said he had two things to take with that. Like I just said, the Apex Aloe. And also this Alive Again.
Yeah, that's the juice, yes.
That's the one he made it seem like now. Now, how much is that package?
I don't know. Give me one second.
Okay, I'm sorry to work you like that, but...
No, you're fine. It's not a big deal. I do this all day long. It don't bother me.
You got such a sweet spirit. You really do. Like, you want to help people.
Thank you.
You really want to help people.
Ma'am. Yeah, so it looks like for the Alive Again, the total is $45. The shipping it's $45. Looks like they've added, I'm trying to figure out why is it. The total is showing $59.95. I guess that's with the shipping.
Okay.
And that's for the Alive Again. That's for the juice.
Okay. And how about the Apex? Aloe Apex.
Okay, let me bring that up for you. The Aloe Apex, let me add that for you. Give me one second. That one is going to be, the total is going to be $45.90. That's including the shipping.
Okay. So that's $59 and $45.90?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
thank
you. That's like $104.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that returnable if I don't open it?
You'll have to see what it says. Now, I've never had anybody say they needed to return it. So when you get it, I guess they'll let you know if you can return it on there or not.
Okay. No.
But, I mean, with the COVID going on, I probably would think not, because once you open up something, now, probably if you don't open it, then they probably would take it back, but definitely don't open it and try to send it. Yeah.
The bottom.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't blame them. I wouldn't even open. Listen, I'm just trying to make sure I get this, because I did not like what they were telling me the after effects is going to be from this this test, you know. Your tongue swelling up, and that's what your tongue swell up and your throat. Now, what you going to do? You can't breathe. I don't like that.
Oh, you're talking about from the amoxicillin?
Yeah, yeah, from the amoxicillin. And this is what had me. So, but what he did was I drew my own pictures. I got my TV and I drew everything he had on the thing, just like I saw it. He talked about taking it, and then you have the growth, and then you have the detachment. When you take this medicine, I don't know if you have to mix it together or what. Does it tell you how to mix it together or what? That's another thing I got to know. I'm asking the questions. I need to, you know.
No, you're fine. Mix what? What do you mix what together?
The Apex, ALO, and the
I mean, people don't usually mix anything, so that's up to you. If you get these products and you want to mix it, that's on you. We don't tell people to mix products. So if you get it and you want to mix it, yeah, we normally when people take it, they take it separately. But like I said, I don't see it will be an issue. But if you're going to take it, then you could take an L or Apex. You can take one of those. Then I guess you could drink some of the juice. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to hurt. They're all natural multivitamins. So I'm sure it's not going to hurt anything.
All right. Well, could you do one more flavor, and then I'm going to let you go. Could you read on the back of the Alive Again and tell me what the instructions is and how to take it, what does it say to take, how much of what?
Let me see if it has that on there. Give me 1 second.
You've been very patient. Very patient.
No, you're fine. Trust me, you have to work in these type of jobs.
I know, sweetheart.
You definitely have to. Okay, so basically, yes, ma'am, it just says, serving size container 32. It actually doesn't say, so I guess you could just drink this as needed. It doesn't say anything about how you take it.
It doesn't?
No, ma'am. It just tells how much it is, and that's it. It just has the ingredients and stuff, but it's not telling anything. Because see, this is all natural, so I guess you could just drink this as needed. Yeah, so you wouldn't, yeah, so I guess whenever you wanted to drink it, then you could drink it. It's not, you know, it's just an all-natural product.
Because they showed the picture, and it showed it how you take it. I guess what he's saying is, how about the Apex aloe vera? How does it tell you to take that one?
The aloe vera tomato peels?
Yeah.
Okay. Those, it just says take 2 capsules per day, suggest 1 capsule before breakfast and 1 before dinner, like I told you earlier.
Yeah, because aloe vera is very powerful. It's a very powerful.
Is it? I've never taken it before, I don't think.
Yeah, it's very, very, very good. And because I have a vitamin that has, and the base is aloe vera. And the aloe vera is grown underwater. Can you believe that?
Oh, I didn't know. You said it's grown underwater?
Grown underwater. That's where it is. It's a water garden they have, and it comes from California. Okay, I'm going to try to call you right back. I got to pray about this now. Just for a minute, talk to the Lord about it and see what I should do.
No, you're fine.
I got to do that all the time. That's what you got to do. Are you a Christian, though?
Yes, I'm a Baptist.
Oh, hallelujah. No wonder you're so sweet.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, exactly. Yeah, because that's the same thing, basically.
Right. You don't go by religion. You just ask, you know, but because Baptist, Catholic, Presbyterian, all of these people are Christians. Once you receive Jesus, we all will be brothers and sisters. That's what that means.
You got that right.
We brothers and sisters when, and I mean, brothers and sisters spiritually are tighter than brothers and sisters physically, because you believe in God and, you know, we have the same Father. It's a spiritual thing. So this is why, that's probably why you're so patient, because you have such a sweet spirit. You have a sweet spirit. You're very patient. So what I'm going to do, what time do you close?
We don't close. We're open 20 hours, 7 days a week. Yeah, we don't ever close. Yes, ma'am.
But I'd like to speak to you. What time do you leave then?
No, you're fine. I get off at 5 today. So if you want to speak with me, you'll need to call by 5. If not, you can call tomorrow. I'll be working from 8 to 5.
Okay, because this is I'm in Louisiana. La Plata,
oh,
Louisiana.
Whoa, you're a long ways.
The Mardi Gras people.
Oh, you're in the Mardi Gras. I like the Mardi Gras.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're gonna have it in there this year.
I was about to say, yeah, they're probably not gonna do it because of the COVID. Yeah, I just thought about that. Yeah, they're probably not.
They say they were gonna have some floats in the Oaks or wherever that is. I don't know. I was born and raised
probably.
Here, but I just came back here ago to live here. So, okay, let me go talk to our daddy and see what I should do, because I can have prayers ahead of all of that, you know, because God really wants us to trust him for healing. He definitely do.
Oh, you got that right.
Yes, because he said you're supposed to have, he said, because sin, when you're sick, it's a sin. You're not supposed to be, because he took care of us when he died on the cross. He took care of everything. So you wonder what happens, you know, before you can become a Christian. Yeah, the things that happen to your body, things we do before we really become a true Christian, because we have to be just like Jesus. So the way things are going now, we definitely better stick together as Christians, because so many things is happening so fast.
It is. You're right. It's so much happening now. You don't know what is up today, mm-hmm. down tomorrow. You can't trust nobody. Family, people on the street. Yeah. Just you got to look out for yourself.
But you know what? Listen to your pastor. I'm gonna tell you another station you could turn to and listen to it. His name is Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Copeland, and the name of his church is Victory Church. And he comes on television. He's on 366 on, do you have what's the name of this? It's a cable station.
I don't have what's the name of it? I just have like the Netflix and Hulu, all those other ones. What's the name of it? If it, like, what network does it come on?
Let me just turn this TV on for you. You're gonna be blessed, because you gotta know what to do. You know, it's amazing. I didn't just call for this medicine. I probably just called the Lord want me to talk to you since you're a Christian. Because he does that to me all the time. Because many Christians don't know that the pastors sometimes are not teaching everything we should know what to do, so that we can be ready to go with God. Because if we don't know what to do and we're not doing the right thing, treating people the right way, and so some of us step up, we are going to go to heaven. And so he says we have to love him with all our hearts, and love our brothers and sisters the way we love him. So this world is this era is coming to an end, and you don't want to go to that other place. You really don't. I don't. So this is what I'm saying.
As you look, I hope nobody wants to go.
There's a certain thing you got. Look, if we didn't take care of sins here on earth, God's not going to have us bring that stuff up in heaven. If that happened, he didn't need to come and give his life.
Yeah, you got that right.
So he gave his life for us to be healed, you see. And I don't take just anything. And I was just thinking, I said, Lord, you know, I could just go ahead on and trust him and take and not take any, I mean, take the medicine they gave me, but trust him because it's him that does the healing. Jesus really does the healing. And so, see, there's so much I want you to hear and learn so you'll know. You got children?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so you want your children to be saved. Tell me, you gotta read the 91st Psalm. So one thing I'm gonna give you right now.
Okay.
Read that every day because it covers the Christians. It says, "I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust." That means when you go and you speak those words, and you call your children's name and say, "We're covered by the blood of Jesus." You protect yourself because there's some evil forces out there, Mama.
You're right. When I tell, trust me, look, I've encountered lots of evil forces.
Listen, you know what you do? When you get a chance, if you want to, you could call me privately. And we can talk a little more if you have any extra time tonight. If you want to call me, and I'll give you some more scriptures and I'll get some more information for you because you got to hear it. It's called DirecTV. You got DirecTV?
It's that you said direct. I have to look on and see what's all on there. That's the station.
Yes, that's the name of the company, DirecTV.
Oh, company? No. You're talking about like the cable company.
Right.
Oh no. We don't. We don't have that. No, we have something else. But I'm saying, what's the station though? I mean, that's like it should be a station that it comes on, like a station on cable.
Right.
Normally, you know how.
Victory. It's the name of the table is Victory, and the name of the station is DirecTV. Has it, but the station, the pastor's name is Kenneth Copeland, and we come on. The number is 366 Victory.
Oh, okay, Victory. Okay. I'll have to look that up and see.
Yeah, and he also you can look him up in it's called the Believers. Believers.
Oh, okay.
Well, we all believers. You're a believer too. But if you need to call me, you got my number, right?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Call
I
me
got
and
it.
Get your little pencil, and I'll give you some more information because I think he comes on what's this station where everybody's getting all the information from. You got to just turn to it, and you get all the preachers and so forth on there talking to you, telling you what to do.
Oh, is it? I've heard it's nice.
Huh?
I said, yeah, I bet it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, we got to know what to do because if you don't know what to do, you're going to be back here with these people. And they want to get a communist country now. This is what we're going into. We about to lose America. We got to be praying and everything now.
You got that right. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So you got to get on the boat and at least find out what's going on and know what you got to do. You got those children.
Oh, most you got that right because they're the ones that's really gonna be affected because they're the generation and there's no telling what's
right.
gonna be going on with them.
I'm glad to call you. God had me call you. He'll call this number for you to tell you that. That's what it is because he does that to me. Sometimes he used to send me to the hospital with my son, and did he get there? And they give him some medicine, something. He was out there 2 days or 1 day sometimes. Sometimes we stayed a little longer. But while we were there, I was always ministering to people and leading them and telling them about Jesus and what was going to happen. Every time. So he sent me all over the place. And when he sent me, I go and to tell the people that I meet to talk to them. And you have such a sweet spirit. That's why I told you that. I meant what I said. You know, you could tell. I mean, you have your days and you're up and up. No, none of us are perfect. But, you know, you're serious in what you're doing. So if you get a chance tonight, call me. If you get a chance, if I don't call you back before you call me, but I'm gonna speak to the Lord and find out what I could do about this because I really, you know. But if I'm trusting in Him, I may just go ahead on and take the medicine and know that I'm not gonna suffer those side effects. I put it because He's the one that does the work. He's the one that heals us because when we receive Jesus, He comes and lives inside of us, like, and that's how He gets in it. You ever saw those pictures on the thing that you see Christ knocking on the door?
Yeah, I've seen those pictures.
Yes, well, let me, and then you'll see there's no knob on the outside. You got to open the door from the inside. You have to open the door.
Oh, okay.
It was a long time before I saw that. He won't open the door. He'll come and knock and say, well, I've come to sup with you, and he'll come to give you everlasting life so you will not die. And when I come back for my people, you'll be among them and your children. But if we don't know that, we'll be, he says, oh, my, nobody told me. That's why I take time and tell people things, especially if, when this is open to do this. So I've had a chance to minister to you and give you that information so that you can take care of your children, your mother, and your sisters and brothers and all. Because I don't know if you're pastors, if you go to church often enough to hear some of these things, but you got to hear from somewhere. So the name of the program is Victory, and the pastor's name is Kenneth Copeland. And he comes on 24 hours a day. We have church, we pray and everything, and people teaching the word 24 hours a day. That's just how serious it is now.
Yeah, you so got that right. People need to be praying.
Yeah, you don't have to. So I gave you some information. So you can go on. I was trying to think of that thing when you go to... You get all of these things. You never been on the phone and you looked and you got all kinds of stuff they're telling you about on the telephone about different foods you should eat so that you won't get sick and all of that. You never seen that? I can't think of the name of it.
What you said? Right, that people get sick? No, you're fine. No, you're fine. Yeah. Like I said,
people that are sick, they give them information to tell you how to get well.
Yeah, I've seen that on TV. Yeah, I've seen that on TV.
Yeah, but it's not on TV. It's on your cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, so look and see if you can find them on the cell phone too.
Okay. I'll like say yes, ma'am. I'll do that because I got the information. So I will definitely take a look into that for you.
Yeah. No, for you, I got it.
No, I mean for me, not for you.
Yeah. Okay, my darling, God bless you.
All right, you too.
Call you back. All right.
Bye-bye. All right, well, thank you for calling Apex Health. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
And
I have more than enough justification for firing this guy. And yet when I